transgendered issues have been in the news quite a bit lately, following the announcement from Bradley Manning, the Army private who leaked documents to WikiLeaks, that he is transgendered and will now be living as Chelsea Manning. Now, this morning, Rhode Island Public Radio's education reporter Elizabeth Harrison introduced us to a Pawtucket student who has been openly transgendered for a year now. Her name is Hannah Reaney, and yesterday she started junior high. And Elizabeth is here to tell us more about her story. How did you find Hannah Reaney and her family, first of all?
Well, Hannah first came out at the beginning of sixth grade last year, and she and her family have become public advocates for trans rights. They were profiled in a story on WPRI earlier this year. When I realized that she would be starting middle school this fall, I contacted the family, and they were really open to talking about their story.
So how was her first day at Gough Junior High?
Well, Hannah's mother, Michelle, says it went very well. The family's a little nervous about how other students and parents will react to Hannah, but so far it's amazing how well she seems to be accepted by her peers. In sixth grade, she didn't experience any bullying at all. And her parents really credit the teachers at her elementary school with helping make sure that everything went smoothly. I think the thing she was most excited about for this year, besides the chance to meet new people, is that she'll finally be able to use the girls' bathroom and the girls' locker room.
Now, is the school required to let her use the girls' facilities?
That's a really good question, Dave. There is a state law in Rhode Island that protects transgender people from discrimination, but unlike some other states, we don't have any specific guidelines for schools as far as what accommodations they have to give. So in Pawtucket, school officials say their policy is not to discriminate against any student for any reason, but they wouldn't be more specific than that when I pressed them about what that would mean for a transgender student. In elementary school, Hannah had to use the nurse's bathroom. But since that time, there's been some new legal precedent set in Colorado that says refusing to let a student use the bathroom of the gender they identify with does constitute discrimination.
Did Pawtucket do anything special to prepare teachers at the junior high, knowing that there would be an openly transgender student?
They did, Dave. The school had someone from an organization called Youth Pride give a presentation to all of the teachers on the Gough faculty just before the start of school. I'm told they didn't mention Hannah's name specifically during this training, but it would have addressed some of the issues that commonly come up, like bullying. Youth Pride recommends that really for any type of bullying, teachers point out the behavior right away and make it clear it has no place in their classroom. In Rhode Island, all school districts are required to have a specific anti-bullying policy, so those things are already in place. There are also some privacy issues teachers need to be aware of. In some ways, it's really a chance, though, for the adults at the school to get used to the idea of what transgender means. Youth Pride tells me that a lot of times the kids are more open than you might expect, and it's really the adults who have difficulty wrapping their minds around the idea.
Now, Elizabeth, Hannah may have been able to fit in pretty well in elementary school, but time moves on, and what happens when she reaches puberty?
Well, Hannah's family made the decision some time ago to put her on what are called hormone blockers, so she won't have a male puberty. It means she will never develop facial hair or an Adam's apple, and that's important because it's a treatment that isn't available to trans people who come out later in life, and some of them end up spending many thousands of dollars to reverse the effects of puberty. In Hannah's case, she won't have to do that, and she's now started hormone therapy, which means she will develop female characteristics just like any other girl her age. She'll have to take a pill for the rest of her life, and this part of the treatment does have some lasting consequence. She will not be able to have children of her own biological children, that is.
Hannah's parents sound incredibly accepting of their daughter's decision. Did they already have some sense, even before she approached them, about changing gender?
They say they really had no idea. Before she came to them at about 10 years old, Hannah's parents say she wore masculine clothes, liked playing video games, dodgeball, ninja, typical boy things. The only clue they had was that she and her brother do play a lot of multiplayer online video games, and she always created a female avatar for herself in those games, and her mom even told me that she would sometimes play at getting a boyfriend in the game. So in hindsight, she thinks that that's where Hannah might have been testing the waters.
Well, it's a fascinating story. That's Rhode Island Public Radio education reporter Elizabeth Harrison. Elizabeth, thanks for telling us more about it.
Thank you, Dave.
Education reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant by the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation, and New England Institute of Technology's Center for Technology and Industry.